Earlier this year, we brought you a story about John Keyes, a Fort Mill man who is one of more than 80 plaintiffs trying to be included in a $2.6 billion judgment against Iran for its role in the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing in Beirut. Keyes was 11 when his father, Marion Keyes, a Navy medic, was one of 241 U.S. military personnel killed in that explosion. As WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, his case has had a big setback since our story aired.
In March, Keyes was among 80 victims or relatives of victims who asked to be included in another lawsuit filed 15 years earlier. In that case, several hundred plaintiffs were awarded a $2.6 billion judgment against Iran, and they didn't want Keyes and his group to join them. They fear the new plaintiffs could delay payouts to everyone and believe they shouldn't benefit from the legal legwork of others. This spring, a judge agreed that the Keyes group waited too long to file. Keyes says he only found out about the original lawsuit this year. He says the ruling is
definitely was disappointing. It was almost like, you know, too bad you didn't get there in time or whatever. I mean, it was, you know, I think it comes down to a little bit of greed. I didn't wait around waiting for something to kind of fall in my lap. I kind of moved on with my life. So, but it's unfortunate.
The judge also noted that no court has ruled that Iran is responsible for the suffering of Keyes and his co-plaintiffs. Their attorney, Douglas McNamara, is trying to obtain that ruling of responsibility, but just getting started is difficult. McNamara notified Iran of his lawsuit through the State Department. This month, a judge tossed out that suit, saying he should have used normal courier services. McNamara admits that the chances of collecting anything will be challenging.
It is entirely possible we don't get a chance to get our clients any relief from the assets before the courts. But, you know, all we could do is the next necessary step, which is to get the default judgments against Iran and get them in a position where they could go ahead and try to get the assets.
But a legal delay in the original lawsuit is in their favor. The Iranian Central Bank argues that Congress illegally passed legislation in 2012 that allowed its assets in a New York bank to be seized to pay the bombing victims and their families. The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up the case.
And while that's going to take some time, we're hopeful we can get caught up with our judgments and be in the same positions as the other soldiers who already secured judgments to get some of these assets.
For his part, Keyes, a hospital infection consultant, says he's not letting the lawsuit dominate his life.
First and foremost, it doesn't bring back my father. I was robbed of that many years ago.
Keyes cares more about what the settlement could mean for his 10-year-old son, Jake. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.